If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm so glad that you joined us on the Climbing Higher broadcast. Today, I just want to invite all of you who have received a calling from the Lord to proclaim His gospel. That's right. If you've been called into the office of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and you are responsible for handling the Word of God, I want to invite you to our annual Preacher's Workshop. This year, our preaching workshop will be held on July 17th and 18th here at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Now, Friday night, our special guest will be Bishop Keith Reed from Sharon Baptist Church. Saturday, oh, that's the treat time. We have various men of God coming to share with us on how the Word of God should be appropriately digested by the preacher first and then passed on to the people of God. So join us here at Bethel Deliverance International Church Friday and Saturday, July 17th and 18th. I'll be looking for you to be here with us of those great services.
The Pastors and Preachers Weekend Workshop will be held on Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Register now at eventbrite.com by typing BDIFC in the search bar or by calling 215-885-2585. Let Jesus Christ be praised.
New Testament writers often give the impression that we know the whole Bible is given by inspiration of God. We know that the Word of God is breathed by God. We know that the Holy Spirit moved upon them. We know that this is the inspired Word of God. However, there are times when we read the Word, it appears that as they were writing, another thought would come to mind, and they just seem to interject it. It doesn't take away from the text and the context. It's an enhancer. You can serve a hunk of roast beef just right out of the cellophane, and it will satisfy your hunger. But most of you will put some spices on it. Now, seasoning is extremely personal because I'm not a seasoning person. If I'm going to eat meat, then I just cook it. I don't need all the other things to hide that you messed it up. But he says here, women received their dead raised to life again. Then he goes right into, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Watch this. For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and of the prophets who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the wicked. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Something don't seem right. Women received their dead raised to life again. Brothers and sisters, the man's talking about having your dead family members come back to life, and it only gets 8 words. It doesn't even get a whole verse in the middle of 2 major thoughts. Now, if any of you in here had your dead family member raised, I'm sure that we would have to put you in another room because you would disrupt service with the praise that would come out of your mouth. For the rest of your life, God would not have a problem with you. You wouldn't even think a sin because God had been so good to you, especially as in the case of the widow of Nain, especially during the funeral procession. Can you imagine them wheeling the deceased in to take their place down front and God zaps them so that when you come to the funeral, They're in the back giving out program. With the mortal words of William Shakespeare, the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. If you ever want to learn how God works, look at your body. It is an architectural wonder and a spiritual revealer. The one part of your body that has more operating nerves than any other part of your body is your hearing, your audio system. Why do you think God puts more ability in your hearing than in your talking? Because faith doesn't come by talking. Now, what does the devil do? Try to get you to talk too much. Why? Because in the multitude of words, there lacketh no sin. That's why Facebook is so good, because you're always talking. Now, look at your body. God gave you two ears, two eyes, two nostrils, but one mouth. And which do you use more? The one mouth. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In Mark chapter 5, verses 35 through 42, while he yet spake, there came a ruler of the synagogue's house. There came from the rulers of the synagogue's house certain people which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Jairus has come to Jesus and says, my daughter is at home dying. Now you come lay your hand on her and she will live. And Jesus immediately begins to walk with him. And while he's walking, the woman with the issue of blood who has developed a different attitude about her situation, she says, I'm not going to go to doctors anymore. I'm going to Jesus and I'm just going to touch him. And the Bible says, when she touches him, she feels in her body that she was made whole of the plague. That tells me something. That just as you feel burdened and depressed and sick, you can feel well. Just like you feel oppressed, you can feel joy. God is not going to leave you in that furnace of a broken heart. And so when the woman touches his garment, Jesus stops his forward momentum and turns and addresses her, and it takes valuable time. I would love to have been there to see Jairus. Will you come on? My goodness, just come on. She all right? Come on, my daughter. And Jesus is not moved by the expediency of time. He's moved by the will of God. Jesus is not even moved by the seriousness of your need. He is moved by the divine will of God. And one of the things that I've learned about God and Jesus connected is that when Jesus doesn't rush to your help, then that's telling me that God has already given you victory. And the Bible says you have need of patience. If you understand anything about God, if you really want to learn some things about God, you learn God's character from the Old Testament. You learn of his love through the New Testament. And one thing you learn in the book of Job, there's a phrase at the end of that chapter where it says, and God turned the captivity of Job. And most of us, when we read that passage, we think that when the writer puts in there that God turns the captivity of Job, we think that that is connected to the replacement of what he lost. But that is not what it says in the Hebrew. For the Hebrew does not talk about what God gave Job in return. In the Hebrew, the emphasis is not on the replacement of the children and the cattle and all of the physical things that were stolen in chapters 1 and 2. The phrase turned the captivity around speaks to an attitude. It speaks to a mindset. And what the Hebrew is saying is that after Job prays for his friend, after he has experienced the literal move of God in him, he separates the stupidity of his friends from the regalness of the plan of God. He begins to realize that they could not have done what they were doing if he had not allowed it. So the problem was not with his friends, but it was with him letting his friends come between him and God. And so when he started looking at it from God's perspective, he prayed for his friends. God, help me. And then God turned his captivity, which means that at that point, Job was no longer controlled by his external circumstances. Job was now controlled by the internal hand of God. God needs to turn your captivity, not give you more stuff, but give you his heart, so that you are not held captive by your situation. Your situation should not take your joy. It should not take your peace. It should not take your hunger for God. It should not move you from church. It should not make you remove yourself from the Bible. Well, then you are in captivity to your situation. God will turn your captivity. More colloquial way of dealing with it would be to say, I'm in the soup, but the soup ain't in me. And depending upon, I have a friend that's starting some classes at my alma mater. And because they are starting this undergrad program, they have to take a math equivalency test. And when they looked at it, it said you have to know polynomials and trinomials and, you know, graphing and all that. And they turned and said, will you take this for me? I said, now, look, we've been knowing each other for years, and you're a dear friend. Yes, I can take it for you, and I can get you an A. But down the road, when you're going to need principles. Now I'm going to say something that's going to shake some of you. The more arrogant Pentecostal is going to miss this. Down the road, when you need principles, not answers. In other words, your answer may be wrong, but if you know how, you may be believing God for a specific thing, and the thing doesn't happen, but it shouldn't destroy your principles just because the answer. They say, well, I just want to get an A. I said, what good is an A if you don't know the principles? What good is an A if you don't know the steps? What good is your dance? What good is you falling out at the altar if you don't know how to love? What good is your tongue talking, your hand waving, your Bible quoting if you can't stand a test when the enemy comes against you? What good is all of your Pentecostal expression when you can't stand to pick up your cross and follow him?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
06115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.